Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled Radical Discipleship.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I will follow you wherever you go. These are big words. Today, people would love being followed or having disciples. The tendency is for them to sell themselves so that they will be believed in and be followed. But not Jesus. Unlike us, he is not interested in getting a fandom or a fan base, but he is interested in the quality of the commitment of the person. During Jesus' time, a prospective disciple would typically choose the rabbi who would serve as his master or teacher. The prospective disciple would research his alternatives and select the rabbi he believed that would best prepare him for his future. Some potential disciples were intrinsically more distinguished than the others. Let's say, for example, a scribe is more preferred than a fisherman. In the gospel, it was mentioned that the scribe approached Jesus and wanted to become his follower. In their context, any rabbi would choose a scribe as a prized recruit. Jesus should have been delighted with a man's choice. Everyone recognized that a teacher of the law would have been a renowned addition to any rabbi. But this is not how Jesus thinks. Instead of welcoming the star disciple into his fold, Jesus redefined discipleship for him. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. My dear brothers and sisters, this tells us that Christian discipleship can be radical and urgent. The gospel presents to us that the call to follow Jesus is a radical call. We discover that following him means renunciation of material goods and comforts for everyone, though to different degrees. It can even take priority over burying the dead. This means that God calls takes precedence over all else.